RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Forking Around Town. Today, I have a very special guest, Amanda Mejia with Advanced Modern Medicine. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. It's a pleasure to have you. I'm really excited. So we're going to talk about something a little bit different today. This is all new territory to me. So Amanda, I'm going to need your help on a lot of it.
Yeah.
So if you could just tell me a little bit about Advanced Modern Medicine and what you guys offer.
Okay. So Advanced Modern Medicine is a CBD company. Mm-hmm. We mostly work within the medical community. We wholesale to medical clinics and we also retail on our site. Mm-hmm. I work with several clinics in the area, and CBD is becoming so popular.
Yes.
People are trying to add it to different things. Mm-hmm. So you and I wanted to connect on how you can add it to food. Mm-hmm. You can add it in your daily routine. You can add it to drinks. Mm-hmm. So there's different things that you can do, and we could hopefully give some helpful tips on how to do that.
Right. And I've been sampling some of your products. Mm-hmm. I love the drops. I've been putting them in my coffee.
Good.
Iced tea, things like that.
Yeah.
But the one thing I've noticed is that it's probably been maybe a week. I've noticed over the last 2 days, I've been feeling better.
Good. Yeah. Because you're taking it consistently. It's mm-hmm. getting in your system. Understanding how CBD works in your body. And mm-hmm. if you take it daily is probably the most important.
Right.
The biggest thing for people is they don't understand how this product can work for so many different things, from pain, sleep, mm-hmm. anxiety, migraines. And when you understand how it relaxes your body inside and opens mm-hmm. up everything and everything just kind of functions and flows better, mm-hmm. you realize why it can work for so many different things.
Absolutely.
The biggest thing, reducing inflammation in your body. Mm-hmm. So if you're taking it daily and you don't like to take it as a medication, mm-hmm. a good way to do that is to take it through your coffee or your iced tea or something mm-hmm. like that.
Now, what are, for example, a lot of people that I've met recently have talked about inflammation, and that's mm-hmm. something that's kind of like, I've never really experienced it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you could tell me a little bit about that.
So I think everybody has a level of inflammation that occurs over their body okay. as we get older, mm-hmm. as we go through changes in our life. Mm-hmm. And if you're not consistently taking care of yourself, you know, right. it can build up even worse. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that happen to our bodies come mm-hmm. from inflammation.
Okay.
So a lot of ailments that start, a mm-hmm. lot of it's generated from inflammation in our body. And you just got to think of your body almost all wound up, inflamed, and you get CBD in there and it kind of just works its way out and kind of mm-hmm. massages it out in a natural, healthy way right. is kind of the best way I would describe it. Okay. We work with a lot of chiropractors and auto injury clinics. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they love their patients to be on CBD is because it's reducing the inflammation in their body. Mm-hmm. And when they're doing their treatments, it's actually allowing for those treatments to be more effective.
Okay. Awesome. And I'm really, really intrigued. And I'm so glad that we connected because I'm a runner and mm-hmm. I sustained a foot injury back in January that, I mean, it sidelined me for about 6 months. And it was some of the most excruciating pain I've ever felt. I thought I was never going to run again.
Wow.
So I took it easy for a while and I started up again and mm-hmm. I'm currently training for a full marathon, which will be in February.
Nice.
I'm a little scared, but I've actually been applying some of the CBD cream mm-hmm. to my foot after doing a lot of these long runs that I'm doing. And it's made a huge difference. I'm shocked at how well it's been helping me.
Yeah, it's great post-recovery. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of athletes and people who train in general mm-hmm. that will use our CBD pain cream post-training. Mm-hmm. It's going to help with reduce, obviously, inflammation in your right. topically in your skin. It's going to help with muscle spasms, joint pain, things like mm-hmm. that. So it's going to help with just any recovery after you've done anything to your body.
Right.
And again, taking it internally in mm-hmm. conjunction with that is always better.
Right. Yeah, I've definitely, it's been hard over the last couple of weeks because my body is starting to, has to adjust to running
yeah.
all these miles. And
yeah.
I've been noticing a little bit of knee pain, but with that cream, it's been helping mm-hmm. me a lot.
Yeah, so. I actually get knee pain from, I started training with a trainer who's kicking my butt, which
really?
I love, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, I've always had issues with my right knee. I heard it years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I have to I put the pain cream on after I train with him.
And it helps.
And it helps with the inflammation mm-hmm. and all the fluid that kind of forms around my knee.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing I want to talk to you about is it just seems that everywhere I turn, different restaurants are featuring CBD infused cocktails,
yes.
cookies, I mean, mm-hmm. you name it. So I wanted to yeah. kind of get your take on that.
Yeah. So the Treehouse in Tampa, that mm-hmm. was like one of our first places that we started doing CBD mm-hmm. cocktails with. Mm-hmm. And They have some really great bartenders that were really creative with the product.
Right.
And so if you haven't been there to try them, you'll you'll really like it. But in it, and again, it just kind of gives you more of a chilled out feeling when you have a cocktail like that, which some of us need after a long day's hard work, you know, so we do kind of need that. And, you know, it's something that you could even experiment with a little bit at home. We always suggest you start smaller in dosage rather, you know, try to go a little bit smaller on your dosage. And then, you know, if you're like, okay, I think I could do a little more, then you could do that as well. But, and it's, and the same with cooking. You want to make sure that you're not overdoing the dosage amount.
Right.
So, because you do want to still enjoy your food.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's important when you're when you're doing that, just to make sure that you're properly dosaging things.
Right. I've actually been researching some different recipes, so I'm going to kind of start playing with some, you know, doing some experimenting in the kitchen in the next couple of weeks, especially with fall and everything coming up. And I was actually thinking of doing like a CBD Thanksgiving theme.
Oh,
dinner.
That would be really neat.
Something different, so I can plan it, test out some recipes and see how it goes. Yeah.
We have some people that they put it in their salad dressings. They put it in their smoothies, their tea.
Right.
If you are going to cook with it, don't heat your CBD oil directly on the heat, because if you overheat it, it can lose its effectiveness.
Right.
So, and that's not what we want.
Exactly. So, definitely makes sense, like salad dressings and things like that. So now if people wanted to find some of your products, they can go to, it's ammcbd.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And also you have a line of animal products.
We do.
Yeah.
So, and you were just, I gave you some of those products and you told me your dog ate them all.
Yes. You know, so I have a, my dog is 5 years old and he is a, I don't know how to describe him. He's a huge wiener. I mean, he's
that's one way.
He's 60 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
He just looks like a big solid sausage. He's, I don't know exactly what he's mixed with. He's definitely dachshund, but he's got maybe pit bull or some sort of hound in him. Cause he's just, he's solid. He's got a huge chest, but he's got those short legs and he's super long. Every time I take him out, people laugh. He's just such
I definitely have to see a picture.
You have to see him. He's funny. But he gets, I mean, you know, he gets hyper. And I wanted to try to introduce him to something to calm him down because he drives me nuts sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I gave him some of the treats. He loved them. But yesterday I came home from work and I guess he was in cahoots with my cat because they were on the ground.
Teamwork.
He ate them all.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have to get you some more.
Okay.
But yeah, so we do have our new pet line. We have our oils for our pets, and it's smaller dosaging for pets than our human bottles. Our human bottles are 1,000 milligrams for, you know, a month. And then our pet supplies at 150 milligrams. So, and, but we have salmon, beef, chicken. Then we of course have our dog biscuits, which your dog loved so much. I wish he could write a review. And then we also have our paw butter for when their paws get dried and cracked.
Yes.
It actually helps with a healing process. Okay. And then we have the shampoo and plus conditioner, which helps with their coat. And and also with skin conditions that they might be having.
Okay. And does that, now, what about for cats? Because I have a cat.
So you can use the same thing for cats. Yeah. Can use the same product for cats. The only thing they might not like is to eat our dog biscuits. But the oils can also be used for cats.
Okay.
The, you know, even the paw butter, if they, if there's any irritations there.
Okay.
And then also, you know, of course, the shampoo and conditioner.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm excited. My dog, I haven't tried the shampoo yet. We're going to be doing all that tomorrow and he definitely needs the paw butter. So he'll be spoiled with all that. But I'm so excited. And how long have you guys been around?
So we started developing our products 3 years ago. We launched the company 2 years ago. And like I said, we mostly have been in the medical field and medical industry. We just wanted to stay within what we knew. We've expanded our retail. And of course, as we expand into retail and we get to realize how much people really want things for their pets too, we wanted, that's why we came out with the pet line. We wanted to make it easier for them and affordable as well.
Absolutely.
Because it can be expensive having these pets and we will do anything for them. So our retail has expanded in it, but we were one of the first ones to get out there in the market and educate with doctors. So, you know, it's been really, it's been a blessing for us to be part of it. And, you know, one thing is making sure whenever there's so much CBD out there and so many different products, making sure where you're getting it from.
Absolutely.
Is it third party lab tested? What kind of extraction process they're using? We use CO2. It's regarded as the safest. And we also do an isolate. So there's zero THC in it. which is important when we're working in medical clinics.
Absolutely. I know, because I was at the gas station the other day, and it's like CBD gummies, I'm thinking, I would never buy anything from.
And you just don't know where it's coming from half the time, and you don't know their process, you know? So with us, at least, like, you can kind of see what our background is.
Right. Absolutely. And if you guys would like to follow Advanced Modern Medicine on Instagram, which I have to say, I've learned a lot from your page, and I always enjoy going there and looking at different things.
Yeah, we try to provide a lot more education on there as well.
Perfect. So you guys can go to, it's just Advanced Modern Medicine on Instagram. And I have to say, there's just so much education on here. I learn something new every day. And the CBD pain cream is my favorite.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to
come on this podcast. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited to experiment with more of your products, and I can't wait to meet with you again in a few months and probably do another podcast.
No, I think that'd be great.
Awesome.
We could do some cooking together.
That would be fun. That would be fun. And we've got the space here.
Yeah.
So thanks, you guys, for listening. And please be sure to follow Advanced Modern Medicine on Instagram. If you guys have any questions, how could they reach you, Amanda?
So they can go to ammcbd.com. Mm-hmm. And if they're listening and want to go there and make a purchase, they could use CBD 15 at checkout and get 15% off their order.
Perfect. Perfect. And I will definitely be sharing some of my stuff with you guys, especially my dog and how he's enjoying all of his products.
I can't wait for this.
Tomorrow we have a big little photo shoot planned. So hopefully he won't try to eat anything else, because my dog will eat anything. He's crazy. You know, in Jaws, you remember when they cut the shark open and all the random, that's
your dog.
he'll chew anything. He likes hard objects like screwdrivers and stuff. I don't understand.
He likes the challenge.
TV remotes. Anyway. Well, you guys have a great rest of your week. And don't forget, a new episode comes out every week on radioinfluence.com and wherever else you like to download your podcast. Thanks, everybody.
Radio Influence Tampa Bay is always interested in adding new podcasts that are focused solely on the Tampa Bay area. If you have an existing podcast that fits the bill or have an idea that you want to bring to life, email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. Radio Influence and Radio Influence Tampa Bay. The future is now.